Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in. This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. DP, boots on the ground in Columbus, Ohio. Jay Foreman getting ready to head over to Seacrest Field for tonight's high school game here on these 93.7 The Ticket airwaves. Lincoln East and Lincoln Southeast. Jay on the call with Nick Sainert. I don't know what Jay's talking about, saying he needs to slap some sense into Nick. So very curious to hear from those two what that's about, how that goes, and the like. So I guess we'll see. They're both supposed to be on pregame for Nebraska, Ohio State tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock. I guess we will see if that's true or not. Let's just all make sure that we monitor the football game tonight to make sure both of them make it through. 402-464-5685. Got a few minutes here in this segment. Here's the question. What player or what matchup gives Nebraska any advantage over Ohio State tomorrow? 402-464-5685, or drop a comment on stream. Both of those are courtesy, thanks to Sartor Hayman Jewelers. Richard Conway on Facebook said, seems that every week the Husker sideline doesn't have very much enthusiasm. You know, maybe not. It's one of those situations where I don't think that Nebraska is a rah-rah team, right? I don't think Nebraska is necessarily the most jovial sideline. I don't think it's the most demonstrative sideline by any means, right? You certainly see guys getting excited, guys getting hyped up. But to what degree and how do they sustain that energy? That's maybe where I would have the questions, right? It's easy to get fired up during big plays. And it's very easy to see on the sideline when guys are dancing around, they're having a good time, they're celebrating each other. But what you see less often than the enthusiasm on the sideline are the conversations that happen between guys picking each other up, between guys saying, hey, what did you see? Let's see if we can diagnose this properly and get it fixed for next time. I would rather see a sideline that is locked in, focused, and engaged than one that's overly enthusiastic, I guess. Obviously, you need enthusiasm, right? Momentum is the fakest real thing, or the realest fake part about sports. You can't measure it, but it's real at the same time. So yeah, enthusiasm and emotion play into momentum, just at their core. But the other part of momentum is being businesslike, is being focused on doing your job and not getting caught up in the moment. That's the fascinating thing about this Nebraska football team for me, is that it's a team that doesn't necessarily get caught up in the moment emotionally, but it's also not so monotonous and steady that it can't use a jolt of enthusiasm, right? I'm not saying that Nebraska needs to amp one up but not the other, right? Nebraska can't turn into football robots. They're not Georgia. They're not Bama. They're not, you know, 90s Nebraska, whatever you want to say. They are not so consistent in their preparation and their execution, at least from what we see on Saturday, to where they can be 65-35 process over emotion. But by that same token, Nebraska is not emotional enough that it can lean into riding the wave to a big run in a game necessarily. Maybe it could work against UTEP. You can say it did against Colorado, but that hasn't necessarily held true in other games so far this season. And then my biggest question mark about this Nebraska team is when that fire is dying down, when you're on the last couple sticks and twigs of the campfire, who's the guy, who's the playmaker that tosses another log on the fire, that gives Nebraska life, that gives Nebraska a spark. There are certainly candidates up and down the roster, right? We'll start with the five-star freshman phenom quarterback, Dylan Raiola. Okay? Can he make a big throw at a big time to spark the crowd? Can Isaiah Neyor get free on the perimeter and have a touchdown against UTEP or do some run after the catch? Can Jamal Banks convert on a long third down? Can Dante Dowdell run someone over when the moment calls for it? Can Emmett Johnson make someone miss in the hole and turn a 5-yard gain into a 15 or 20-yard gain? Can Thomas Fedoni pop up and do that? Can an offensive lineman pancake someone? Who on offense is the player throwing that log on the fire when it's dwindling down? Is Ja'Cory Barney? Is it Carter Nelson? I don't know. There are certainly options there, but Nebraska hasn't necessarily identified who it's going to go to in those kind of dull moments where you're just waiting for something to happen. And until Nebraska figures out who its go-to players are, or even its go-to player is, I don't trust Nebraska offensively to be able to spark a whole lot, right? I think about the 0 points in the second half against Colorado. You think about the slog of the first half against Purdue. It took the halftime break and even a little bit more time. It took Purdue scoring for Nebraska to get going. At some point, Nebraska has to be internally motivated, and Nebraska has to have someone on that side.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bet and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Guideline, preferably a player, but maybe it's the right buttons being pressed by a coach or a group of coaches, that when the flame is dwindling, spark it, right? Find some dry brush, find some dry leaves, some twigs, some sticks, whatever. Even if you don't have a whole fresh log to throw on the fire, even if you don't have that, you know, 14 play, 8-minute drive that puts 7 points on the board. If that's the log to the fire, or maybe it's even just a one play, a 65, 70-yard touchdown, right? We haven't seen that from Nebraska either. It's just in a weird spot right now. And that's why, again, I kind of question where Nebraska's identity is, because Nebraska is not explosive enough to lean so far into the boom or bust like it's felt like the offense has been. But Nebraska is not so consistent, excuse me, and steady to where you trust the offense to put up points at the end of a long drive. It's a frustrating spot to be in for the offense. And that's before we talk about the defense. You would think that there are even more candidates to spark something from the veteran defense like Nebraska has. But where's that been from Ty Robinson in the last month? Where's that been from Nash Hutmaker in the last month? Shoot, Jamari Butler, where's that been for the vocal leader of that defense? John Bullock's shown up. I'll give him that. Hasn't made a splash play in a couple games. Mekhi Bayer, really hit or miss. Secondary, okay, you do get an interception last week. What did it mean? It was on a Hail Mary at the end of the first half. So, again, for this defense especially, that is the group, and I said this last year, and some of you agreed with me, more of you thought I was off my rocker for wanting more out of the defense. You know, a top 20 unit pretty comfortably last year, maybe top 15 and top 10 by some metrics. But what I was trying to get at last year, and I still believe with all my heart, is that there's got to be another level for this defense. And if there's not, okay, but let's admit it. Right, we're still waiting for the true breakout from this defense where it actually wins a game. It makes that one extra play. It gets off the field on that crucial third down. It creates a turnover where there wasn't one. We would like to think there are enough players on this defense to do this. Maybe there's not. Maybe this defense is just a good, pretty good, but not great unit. And that's fine. Okay, if that's what Nebraska's defense is, so be it. But let's just have the honest conversation about what this defense is what it can be, because we haven't necessarily seen that game-changing play for this defense since Colorado. You had the safety against UTEP. That gave me hope that, hey, maybe this defense, this unit, can make that big play when things look dire, when things look bleak, they aren't going your way, that, hey, they're going to step up and make a play. Even Tommy Hill, right? The pick six against Colorado to really bury the Badger or the Buffaloes. Even that was, hey, this defense stepped up in a big moment and made a play. But when the offense was struggling, the defense didn't step up and make that play against Indiana. Maybe it did against Purdue and against Rutgers, but I really hesitate to give too much credit against offenses as putrid as those. Chris and Stewart, intensity isn't always something that's easily noticed on a sideline. Acting like you've been there is a real thing. Unfortunately, Nebraska hasn't really been there yet. This team needs someone to speak up and light a fire, but quiet assassins can be deadly too. Yeah, that's true. I would agree with that. The fake it till you make it aspect is another one that I think is worth hitting on, because, again, since Colorado, this defense hasn't made that key play. It's done it before, but it hasn't done it consistently, not to the Iowa level where you can almost manifest a pick six or a scoop and score or a sack or whatever it is. So you got to fake it till you make it. But really, Nebraska's just been faking it. When's the last time you felt good about Nebraska's defense changing a game? At some point, there's got to be a make it. Because I don't think this defense is entirely fake. There should be more big playmakers on this defense than there are. But maybe we've been having the wrong conversations. Maybe we're overrating the impact these players can make individually, because that's what it comes down to. Yes, big plays are made in the concept of scheme, right? If you do your job, you do it to the best of your ability, you'll probably be in position to make a play more often than not. But Matt Rhule even said it. He said, I want guys to do their job and then go make a play. They're not two different things. They don't have to be. At some point, Nebraska either needs one of its highly touted, well-respected players on defense, or offense for that matter, but we're talking about defense right now, to step up and make a play that's above and beyond their job, or Nebraska needs better players. And I think both things can be true. We'll go to break. We'll wrap up old school, but don't go anywhere at 6. Corner 3. We'll have about 45 minutes. We'll go through who is the face of college basketball and then draft college basketball coaches. We got the Carl Anthony Towns podcast back. Corner 3, crossing over with the Stretch Big. Jacob Bigelow will be my guest. In fact, he's on his way in right now. We'll cross it over with him, get you set up for Corner 3 after this.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.